AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Army says there is no threat to the community at Fort Stewart in Georgia. Earlier, the base was on lockdown for an active shooter. Five soldiers were shot. A suspect is in custody. The conditions of the soldiers and the circumstances of the shooting aren't immediately clear. President Trump said in a post on his social media site, Envoy Steve Witkoff had a highly productive meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which great progress was made. The president set a Friday deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face severe economic penalties that could also hit countries buying its oil. The president says he's going to put an additional 25% import tariff on India, bringing it to a combined 50%. Relations between the countries have grown rocky.
6 years ago.
You can hear the heartbeat of this great partnership.
There was Howdy Modi in Texas, and months later.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste Trump in Narendra Modi's native Gujarat state.
My true friend, Prime Minister Modi.
But now,
he thought that he had a friend in Donald Trump.
Former Commerce Department official Ray Vickery says Modi's clearly stung by Trump tariffs and criticism for buying Russian oil. Policy experts wonder if the camaraderie is gone, which may put a strategic relationship between the world's biggest democracies in danger. One expert, though, says this may just be a vintage Trump pressure campaign, and given wild fluctuations in his policies, the relationship may return to high fives and hugs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Major League Baseball says the first female MLB umpire, Jen Powell, will be on the field for Saturday's game in Atlanta between the Braves and the Miami Marlins. This is AP News. Some WhatsApp accounts are being deleted. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
As internet scams rise, Meta takes down 6.8 million WhatsApp accounts linked to criminal scam centers. The account deletions took place over the first 6 months of the year and come as part of a wider company effort to crack down on scams. Meta says it's rolling out new tools on WhatsApp to help people spot scams, including a new safety overview that the platform will show when someone who is not in a user's contacts adds them to a group, as well as ongoing test alerts to pause before responding. Meta, which also owns Facebook and Instagram, says scams include offering payments for fake likes, enlisting people into pyramid schemes, and cryptocurrency investments. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.